morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you. I invite us to take a deep breath and again invite God's presence into this place because we have a lot of ground to cover and we need God's Spirit that hovered over creation to hover over us. We need the living word. We need this word from Scripture, from this passage to that God's word is living and active. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. We need this sword to pierce our own sides too so that we come through to new life. I wonder if we believe that God is able to speak to us today through us and through Scripture. I believe God will do this. And today, as Paul said, is a boasting day. A day of boasting that my team is better than your team. And my coach or my quarterback is better than yours. A day of boasting that the food that I brought to the Super Bowl party is better than the food that you brought to the Super Bowl. We don't usually say that one, but we might think about it on the car ride home. It's a day of boasting, this season of boasting about influencers and politics and boasting from athletes. It's a boasting day. And this is the kind of boasting that gets us and the people and organizations that we love into trouble. This past weekend at the Virginia Mennonite Conference Assembly, six of us from Zion left early on a Saturday morning, or a few of us the night before, and gathered together. And one of the main things that we did was we heard a 20-page summary of all the complaints against Virginia Mennonite Conference. There's like eight different categories of complaints. It was supposed to be an appreciative model where we heard what's going well, and there were so many complaints we didn't hear much of those. After we heard all the complaints, we reflected together, and someone said, "I have done nothing wrong. I am not to blame." Exactly. Wow. This is the kind of boasting that gets us and the people and organizations that we love into trouble. Because when we brag about who we are instead of whose we are, Paul says this leads to jealousy and to quarreling. When is the last time that you witnessed a church or a conference or a denomination bickering with each other and said, "Oh, I want to be a part of that. I want to get to know their God." Not ever. So our challenge today is to grow in grown-up boasting, which is a very strange thing to say, especially inside the walls of a Mennonite church, where we know that pride goes before a fall, and where when we hear even a glimmer of a humble brag, we instinctively just know it and push away from it. But grown-up boasting does not have us or anyone else on a pedestal. Thank you, Lori, for our pedestal of sorts today. Grown-up boasting does not have us or anyone else on a pedestal. Grown-up boasting looks to Christ and he on a cross, who was elevated by God and went down to the depths. Grown-up elevating of Christ on a cross does not mean we go around obnoxiously spewing how blessed we are, denying the brokenness around us and in each of us, and birthing its own jealousies and quarreling. Grown-up elevating of Christ means we understand our identity is no longer, what Paul said, merely human. But by God's empowerment, we take a step up by taking a step down, becoming only servants. Paul was blaming them for only being human instead of being lower servants. who together become what Paul later calls God's field and God's sacred building, which God grows. Grown-up elevating of Christ means I can stop fixating on my problems or boasting that my problems are bigger than your problems, because we serve a God who is able and good and loving. I could not figure out why God wanted me to preach to Mennonites about boasting. We already value humility and serving others. What is this about? And more than that, this is a church that has learned to focus on who we are at our best. A church that now sees our different gifts and beliefs being united in our one purpose of Christ. This is a church that has learned how to love one another. And if you are concerned that I'm boasting here in ourselves, know that we cannot take credit for any of it. It is all by God's doing, every bit of it. So why, God, am I preaching about boasting? Because we still get confused about our identity. On this pedestal are some thoughts that we've had before, that we have elevated, that are not of God. The first is that we think we have earned God. We think we have fooled God. We think we can manipulate God. Here's some other thoughts. We think if God or people knew the truth about us, that we would not be loved. We think our situation is hopeless and that we are out of resources. And we think it's all up to us. Beloved sons and daughters of God, let's drop the lies off of our pedestals and realize that we have not been worshiping God. We've been worshiping what we've thought of. Daryl, if you will show the first slide. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. What has God freely given us? Daryl, the next slide, please. Jeremiah 9:23. All who are willing, let's read this together. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches, but let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me. God has given us understanding to know him. Boasting in Christ happens when we bring our brokenness and the lies to Christ and him on a cross. And we discover, to our amazement, that God knew what it was like to be broken and to be alone, to be mistreated, to be judged falsely, to be accused. He knew what it was like to be angry, and fearful. I wasn't planning to share this, but this week, a few days ago, God give me clarity in how to share this. I discovered a whole new aspect of who God is. That's what I want for us today, is when we bring our brokenness to Christ and discover that Christ felt as we did, struggled as we did. He was fully human. And when we recognize this in Christ, It transforms us. It transforms our understanding of who God is, which gives us a whole new understanding of how we are to live in this world. So what brokenness and boastfulness can we each bring to Christ? I invite us to write it down or draw a picture of it on our papers. And Daryl, if you'll show the last slide, please, and keep this up through the Song of Response. What have we, you can answer any of these questions on your paper. What have we elevated that is not Jesus? What have we misunderstood about who we are and who God is? God, I pray that you would show us what we need to let go of that is harming us and others. During the Song of Response, we're all going to come forward through the center aisle and leave what's on our papers in the basket by the cross. And I invite you to linger there for a moment at the cross before we go back down the side aisle to our seats. And be thinking about what God might want you to receive in its place. After the worship service, Lori Friesen is going to gather up all of these. You're welcome to put them in the basket or drop them on the floor, and Lori Friesen's going to gather them together in a confidential manner and dispose of them. And if you are unable to come to the cross but have something on your paper, raise your hand and Lori will collect it from you and take it to the cross. I'd like to close with two stories of transformation and God being elevated. Because Paul says the church and the world are God's, and we are co-workers. Our words and our lives come at a cost. And these two stories from the VMC Assembly Saturday are in contrast to the person who boasted, "I have done nothing wrong." May we have the wisdom to know we have all done something, many things wrong, and have the courage to repent. So after lunch at the VMC Assembly, we learned about a possible change in the organizational structure, which would allow persons who are on the administrative decision-making group of the conference, it's called Conference Council, to be selected for the council because of their relevant experience rather than because of their leadership position. So it was a change suggested in the organizational structure. And the room was quiet as the leader presenting the recommended change humbly named ways their own leadership may have unintentionally caused harm. A glimmer of Christ among us. Second, we heard a testimony from Josh Cox, who is the lead pastor at Grace Mennonite Fellowship, who spoke of his journey several years ago, moving from Baptist to Anabaptist. And I don't think Josh realized as he shared his story that he was reteaching a room full of Mennonites how to be Mennonite followers of Jesus, or it did that for me. When invited several years ago to speak at an event for persons who had been judged by the color of their skin rather than the content of their character, he said, "Yes, I'll do that," even though it caused harm for him. On July 4, when the congregation wanted to hang a massive American flag right behind the pulpit over the stained glass window of Jesus, he said, "No, thanks." Josh said, "But then they hung all the other branches of the military flags all around the rafters and wanted to sing the Star Spangled Banner as a hymn of worship." He says, "My grandfather was a World War II and career and war vet. My cousin died in active duty in Iraq. But I knew at some point we have to make worship about worshiping God and his kingdom, especially according to what I was reading from the Mennonites." Josh resigned and he took out his retirement that he had been putting away for the last 6 years. He slept in one room with two of their children while his wife slept in another room with two of their children for 10 months. Because of what he believed about God and about people. So as the church, our Anabaptist witness in the way of peace and our Christian witness in the way of Jesus is shown by what we believe about God and others. Whether it's on a pedestal or reflecting a cross. Today is a day of boasting. May we, brothers and sisters, let go of boasting of anything that is not God and receive the abundant new life in Christ that is waiting for us more and more. Amen.